It's now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the man, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, sir.
Manners, I respect. 6:30 p.m. every Saturday, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And today we got a full panel. All you want, if you got any music, tune up. We want to set the mood first. We want to start the mood. You got any of the music as yet?
I have two songs. I have True Architects
and
I Hear That Before.
Okay, good. No. We ain't gonna see who we ain't say yet. Which one first? True Architects first? We can give you True Architects first and I come back. Manners and respect. That was Miss Sherry Benn, pure greatness, member of the Royal. We done with Royal. Rastafari. Done with that. Rastafari. Barbados Police Service. Great job. We're hearing some sweet trumpet, don't you, dear?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By Mr. Kevin Lynch. It was?
The great.
The great Kevin Lynch. We have Miss Sherry Benn on the inside with us. We have Brianna. Which name are you going by? Brianna?
Yes, please.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, good. We have Brianna on the inside representing the Barbados Police Service. I think I think it's a great time, Sherry. We can start with you.
No problem.
Because you know, we spend a lot of years together.
It's true.
And I think it's a great time where you get to this stage where the police band can share in various spaces. You know, have recorded music, have music played on the radio, and have their music and their art among everyone else. And instead of when I was there, you know, we used to get a lot of love, but we were still by ourselves separated. We weren't got nobody coming in the radio station and saying, oh, Selena, announcing her name, and dropping a track like anybody else, you know, like a Peter Ram or a bike would do it.
It's true.
You know, but and it feels good to see that we get to that space.
We feel good too.
You know what I mean? Because, yeah, so for you, the journey, and I also did recordings with you already as well. Watch your recorder as well. So for you, the journey, wanting to do it, not having the courage to do it, and then deciding, man, again, all up with it. How was that journey for you? It wasn't true flavor on air. Was it scary? Was you happy? You'd feel it giving up sometimes? You say, man, to hell with that. How was the journey?
Journey? I get kicked off the ledge by Miss Bottom Nets to me. Because I had no intentions to do this.
For real? Good.
For honesty.
Good work. Good work.
Yes.
Good work,
Brianna. You know how we do it. She always does that.
Right.
So she had this idea in her head all through COVID. And she insisted that I had to sing this song. So she's very enthusiastic. And like you were saying, all these years, the band wanted to do certain things. We never got the space or the opportunity. And we're now growing a little more. Things are changing. The environment is changing. The stage is changing.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll be doing things. And as you see, you have 1, 2, 3 of us in here.
Yes.
Right? So we more than doing things.
Yeah, no, I love it. And where was it recorded?
At the St. Cecilia Barracks.
Well,
Station Hill. St. Michael. By who?
Constable
produced
Blackett.
By another police band member.
Yeah.
One Mr. Andre Blackett.
Yeah.
So I tell you, we doing things. We have lots of talent. You knew this every sense. We have fantastic talent at the police service band, and we continue to show we have this talent, and we are making sure we keep our space in the entertainment industry in Barbados.
Yeah, we got a big up Andrea Blackett. Got a big up Blackett, doing a good job too. And the reason we're glad that Brianna threw you in the fire, you said get kicked off your ledge, because you don't just get good at number one, you know what I mean? Sadly, yeah. Sadly, this is one of the hardest parts of being a creative, being an entrepreneur, but on the creative side, it's one of the hard parts, you know what I mean? And like, you can just come, blam, get the perfect mix, get the perfect master, get your voice exactly how you want it, that ain't gonna happen on the first track. So it'd be important to throw that one out there, so that when you get to like 100 of them, you know what I mean? You know, but yeah, I already know, world when I'm ready. So that way it's good to get trophy ledge. No, Brianna.
Yes, please.
It was said that you were the writer of the song. You came up with the title as well.
Well, that is Constable Kevin Cox. He's no member. Sorry, he's no longer a member of
who
the
Cox?
Band.
Big Cox.
Yes, Big Cox.
Yeah, Cox. Cox, he choose the people titles.
Another one.
Because way, boy.
Initially he was the one that was supposed to record it. But that did not work out. So
he got to choose the title.
But he chose the title.
So give a little saying.
Well, I produced the lyrics of the song, which was the bones, and the people that were mentioned brought the skeleton to life.
Ooh,
yes, so it was a collaborative effort.
You practiced that, huh?
No, please.
you know freestyle that?
Yes, I did.
Hello, somebody wants Sluggy? 434-1790. 434-1790. 434-1790. Vibration already. 2664862. 2664862. Ignoring all messages. And in case you are wondering, yes, I am ignoring you on purpose. I want to know how you're loving the music, how you're loving the song. If it feels good to see the police band coming out and coming amongst us. No. Sherry, since she threw you in the fire and she writing. So the sweet thing about this, is that when they got on a team at home, so a songwriter, you ain't gonna search. And then you show how this thing is going, right? Don't care how anybody say it sound. Don't care if people say they like it or not. If you got somebody willing to write for you and you're willing to sing, you got somebody willing to record, do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And you know the big critic.
Yes.
And so if Sluggy telling you so, you know what I mean? If that's being real. Because you know it'd be hard.
But you're still a supporter. You're always a supporter.
That way showing you know. That way showing you know. And that is all you want. That all you need. You know what I mean? So if you got somebody saying, man, you, Sherry can write something for you, yeah. And you say, man, you like how you's right. That all you want, though? Nothing else you want because somebody will like it.
And launch.
Yeah, it's too much people in the world. Right now, it's too much people in the world and you could only get better from here by liking what I'm hearing at first. Mm-hmm. No, I would have loved to hear Cox's reason for naming this song True Architects. It's a very interesting title for what it words mean. Now when you was writing the song,
yes,
Brianna, Constable Brianna Royal, sorry, the Barbados Police Service, what was the picture you were trying to paint?
Well, I was trying to assure the public that there's a different side to policing. We're just not, you know, hard, kicking down doors, you know, being loud. Mm. As you know, the band is part of the community, the leg of the force. Mm. And, I mean, yeah, it's just a song, but it could lead to so much more because there's supposed to be a music video aspect. Mm-hmm. And we're now getting together stakeholders to work on that, which will showcase select departments of the organization. And yes, the Senior Command team and our commissioner, Mr. Richard Boyce, he is on board as well. So we're getting support not only from our administration, but the services administration. So we're seeking to push a particular image.
Yes, okay, we got a call already. You know, like again, I make same point here, Sherry and Sherry, you know me very well. Mm-hmm. Not saying Brianna know me. Brianna know me too, but you know me better.
Yeah.
So you know you just see a thing for seeing it, see it sometimes.
That's okay.
So you see a call, and as soon as somebody hope about, don't call yet, let me talk. As soon as you see it, so before I'm on back, I feel like I can like this first call. I know who the body is, but Sandra's telling me I can like this first call. Good evening, Patrick True Ollie. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. My boy, Uncle Ollie on the controls. I have Constable Sherry Ben. I have Constable Brianna, and they have teacher, musician, artist, video editor, videographer, everything under the sun, cultural practitioner, Andrea Ford. I'm going to tell you one of the greatest you will find anywhere in the world, one of the greatest cultural practitioners you will find anywhere in the world. You're an excellent educator also. Thanks for calling in. Let me go.
Yes, hi, mighty evening. Like down, how you doing? Yo, down, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, but I got a question for you. I have a question for you. You ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Thanks.
If you want me how I'm doing and I'm not good, what happened?
How will they feel about that? That I will have to encourage you.
How you feel?
I will have to say much comfort and much care.
How you
I will
come?
Go to pray and tell you, my brother, you better feel better. Pray. You're blessed already.
You got to pray for me?
You already blessed, so you're too stressed. Sorry, so you're not too stressed, so just go.
I want me pray now. I want me pray now. If you were praying, want me pray now. Right now, on air, want me pray. Because I ain't good.
Father, we pray that this person be enlightened in terms of the light that comes from the musical aspect of worshiping you in the beauty of holiness. And we pray, Lord, that as we continue to be happy for you, that you will make us happier, because the Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
So we got to encourage ourselves in psalms and spiritual songs. And we pray for that blessing to flow. In Jesus' name, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. That we're talking about. Amen. Don't move yet, Ollie, yes. Give me a little piece of that song again. Don't move. Don't move.
Thanks,
don't
thanks,
move
thanks.
From there. Have don't move from there. 434-1719 Nations, number one station. Give me a little piece.
To serve and protect, to reassure, as partners in this journey, hand in hand, will our nation grow. We can build contrast with the desire to help, live by this mantra for others, not self. Change of lives we meet each day.
dedicated to A. You can count on us.
Yes, yes, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. That is Constable Sherry Bain on vocals, written by Brianna, produced by Mr. Andrea Blackett, Constable Andrea Blackett, all of the police service band. And on trumpet is Kevin Lynch, great Kevin Lynch, you know, play with the greats like Arturo Tappin and Nicholas Branca and GP Horns, you know what I mean? That's my brethren. Great work. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to thank you very much. That was extremely spirited. And it's like a breath of fresh air, you know, when you can have the Barbados Police Service through its band, mm-hmm. making the country proud, making us all want to, you know, join and so on. Yeah. You know, men like me that are under 35. To come and not only to serve,
you are under 35,
but to play and to posit music that is positive. You see, so I have a question here for
which one?
It's Constable Brianna. Is a she's a constable?
Yes, yes, Brianna. You know what I mean? Almost Brianna too. Let me tell. Don't get tag.
Right then, right. So let me ask a straight one here now.
Yes, please. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Oh, so sorry. Thank you. Right. Based on the track, this is a two-part question. One, can we have an album that we can get on iTunes or and so?
I already, yes, man.
Because it's very good. I mean
right, hold on. Get your chance to answer this. Get your chance to answer first.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, get your chance to answer, and then answer the next one. Go, Bri.
Well, honestly speaking, the only thing mm-hmm. that we were really looking to do was a music video, but if the public wants an album.
Probably when I want more, 434-1790-266-4862. This is Cog. This is DJ Cog.
DJ Cog, yeah, man. DJ
Cog. Well, good. DJ remember getting good. No, you want an album? You want more? Or you think you should suggest down there?
Nah, I will want, you got to get songs like Lighten Up the Force. Mm-hmm. Lighted with Service.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're lighting with service, real uh-huh. and true.
Uh-huh.
Barbados, we love you. We want uh-huh. to ask you and answer you in terms of what we do.
Then you can't sound you
want. Barbados Police Crew and so on. Like
you see,
that.
You see, you on the 30, you on the 35 for real, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You tell boy, go out talk to some more. You do not have an on 35 spirit.
I have a final question. One final question.
Yes, please.
Constable Brand. Yes, yes. Thanks very much for asking the question before. Now, how do you square in terms of your live band, but you're doing a recording?
I hear thinking to ask Andrea Labby.
No,
it's good. Go. You can ask Brianna, but then it want Andrea ask a question. That the transition from here in the studio, practicing, then going on stage. Because you know you would see a lot of people complaining, especially about your song, like Admiral Nelson, paint everywhere, being engineers can't engineer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that is a great question. Call this wall on Brianna. The transition from the studio to the stage, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Speak about that. We perform this song yet?
No, please.
Going to perform this song yet?
No, we're going to perform it.
Proper
city, yes.
So mm-hmm. right, big show.
Yeah, yes. Light it up.
That we talking about, man. So when tell him where Proper City is, and he asks a question, so you have to come and see it. Let him know where Proper City is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, I'm going to gift that over to Costco.
You can't remember we did.
It is on Thursday, the 1st of June, beginning at 4 p.m. in Golden Square, Bridgetown. June the 1st.
Well, thank God for you, girl, because you're saying June 3rd.
No, June the 1st. Be
June
there.
June 1st in Golden Square.
Lots of things happening.
When you will hear this song live, June 1st in Golden Square.
Suggie.
Yes, sir.
Just a very quick one here.
Listen to me. Hello. My name is Sluggy, not Speedo. Take your time. Ask your question. We are here, my brother.
Thank you so much. Just a quick one here. Yes, thanks. I noticed that the other day there was a regional security. It was part of the RSS, but in terms of the different police services and the different forces playing cricket over the time, so that it would have engendered better stuff for the Caribbean and Barbados in terms of showing unity among the Caribbean, where Barbados and Trinidad can, you know, as it is happening now, can get stuff done in terms of really helping us as citizens and you as the service. Is there any plans for the future of you dealing with it in terms of your album, your particular track, your real prowess and your performance?
Yeah, so you want to know if she can use her music to speak about things like this?
The other bands, if the other bands can help or can others...
If the other bands can be doing this too?
Yeah, well... Yeah. Honestly speaking, right, that is thoroughly above my pay grade.
Good, good answer. Tell them hopefully when you are promoted and can make decisions, you would make decisions. This is Constable Brianna, but that's a great question. No, let me just say, Carl, it's a great question.
Thank you.
You know, if Trinidad, St. Lucia, yeah, St. Vincent, Guadeloupe, Bonaire, Saba, you know what I mean, St. Croix, St. Kitts, Bermuda.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it can't call Bahamas anyway, but you call in places that you know for sure you got a good presence of military bands.
Yeah,
some places we went to with Ben as well. I think we went Bermuda together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they got a good military band presence all over the Caribbean, and some places that we don't think has Caribbean, like Bermuda, which is Caribbean. So it is indeed a great question.
Caricom.
That's what we're talking about.
My last question, Sluggy.
No problem.
It's a quick one, but I'm going to make it short.
No problem.
Now, all I have to ask is, where do you find the time, where do you find the oxygen, mm-hmm, really? You know, we just went through the COVID crisis.
Yeah.
You have to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
How can you help for enlightening people like me who don't know anything about the force, the services, music?
Mm-hmm.
What can be done, or how can you use this track and stuff like this to help me
to bring more awareness
along, not knowing about the band. Want to know more about the force. Yes,
listen to me, right? No problem. Have a great evening. And
thanks for
keeping it locked. 434-1790. You all know I absolutely love the calls. And to be honest, these people in here are my friends, which has made my job extremely easy. Cog asked some questions. Did we last thing you asked? Oh, listen. In terms of, and Sherry, that's a heavy question.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
As callously as he gloss over it, as a heavy question. How can we? Because I can't ask how do you, because that'd be up to the force, mm-hmm, how they use it on a wider scale.
Right.
But for you personally, you know what I mean? As an educator and a creative, mm-hmm, how do you plan to use things like this to bring more awareness to the goodness of the force and the band? Good question, by the way, Cog. And you can answer that as well for you too personally, mm-hmm, Brianna.
Well, for me,
yeah,
even while you were in, when, mm-hmm, you were part of us, it was always a concept for the younger ones.
Always.
And studying arts and entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It opened my eyes big time to possibilities and avenues. Mm. And Brianna just gave us the foot in.
Now
with the administration on board, we can see the future. We can see things manifesting. We can see us out there.
I love that. And you see you did arts and entertainment.
Yes, I did.
And that BCC.
Yes, please.
Right, and that's a bachelor's.
Yes, it is.
So, like, for me, it's got to salute people like you. You know, who have your temperament. I always know you're bright. You're bright to all. No, just be honest. You can't bounce a little girl, you're bright. You're still playing real, real good and bright. But you still got your temperament. Because if it's 3 years, if it's 4 years, you still got a class every week for 4 years.
Steady course. It's true.
You know what I mean? So you still got a stake. And you already had a cushion. You know what I mean? Gampier.
Every month.
I can't say Gampier good because everybody knows it's crawled by like police peer. No, I'm being serious.
What we go through.
Police peer should be at least $2,000 higher. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what... Now, I was one. And really, the hard times, I wasn't the best one, but the hard times, I did try my best.
Mm-hmm.
And they come from the street rate, cruel. They come from the cruelest places in BIM. And mm-hmm, it was one of the cruelest youngsters on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the police force was tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was a gangster.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hidden. You know what I mean? Everybody know that. Everybody bad know that. It was just, mm-hmm, rude. But it was tough. And much things don't bother me. A house can be burned. It don't work. So to me, I ain't care. But the police force tough. Especially going to do every day, so I think the police force deserve more money, mm-hmm, and they can shout that and be a champion for that forever. But,
mm-hmm,
Sherry already had comfort.
you already got your sure up here. You know what I mean? You buy and rehearse, you buy and play out, you're going alone. All you do is extra duties, all your work on the shift. When you're down work, you're going alone. The guard pay you. Mm-hmm. But you still say, well, let me do this. Let me do this art and entertainment management. Why you decided to do it? And you said it opened up your mind a bit. What are some of the ways doing arts and entertainment opening your mind? Because you was a musician first.
Yeah,
so learning the management side mm-hmm. gotta be real different. Because mm-hmm. you didn't study it, so you mm-hmm. can't speak to it.
Fact.
Just being honest.
So as a musician, you deal with the entertainment aspect. When you do arts and entertainment management now, you are taking it past the creative and how you would help the creative journey through the process. So you do all kinds of things from marketing to human resources to law. Is
human
intense,
resource.
Right?
Human resources.
Literally is an intense course.
Human resources.
Human resources.
That's such a that's
finance.
So,
yeah. We do finance and all kinds of things.
We just think that's so overlooked.
You would
in
you would not
musician,
study until
you know what I mean? Yeah,
correct.
You won't study like because human resources just sound good because everybody's using the term.
Correct.
But so complex.
You're dealing with humans, so your humans
that
are
that your resource. Easy statement, like, you know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? Like all he's saying, like you deal with humans, dying. Like, yeah. Anybody that know again or know that.
That is your resource.
Task.
How
yeah.
you could get the job done without
yeah.
the humans.
Yeah.
And worse off, you're dealing with each one of us. You would know as a creative yourself, we are special. We are we're past special. We're eccentric people.
Yeah.
So imagine managing all these different attitudes, these different feelings, these different energies, and you playing music. So you know music is something deep, right?
Yeah.
And to create a sound, you got to have a bond at least, right? So it's another level when
as
you really, yeah, when you really start thinking about it.
As a bar, to create a sound, must have a bond.
Must be cohesive.
Yeah,
yes.
And listen, that is true. John 3:16. Now we can take this call quick. Ollie, but Andrew, want you to study about this. I know you from young, and you're one of the youngster that was a class musician that I never saw going into being a teacher. Now, I want to know the day you decided, man, I can teach. What you decided to teach after you take this call? I'm not getting into your business, but getting into business. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We got Constable Sherry right here, calling last name. I'm going to be like artist, Constable Sherry here. You know what I mean? Singer. I love it what I'm hearing so far. We got Brianna, who's writing beautifully. And we have Mr. Andrea Clark, musician extraordinaire, videographer.
Ford.
Andrea Ford, sorry. Andrea Clark, big up.
He's my good friend.
Big up to my hill. Big up boy, Andrea Clark to my hill. This is Andrea Ford. Not a mistake. Andrea Clark is the keyboardist.
Yes.
And Andrea Ford is the percussion player, pianist, steel pan, everything. Right. Good evening, sorry.
Good evening to everyone.
Good evening
good
to
evening.
You.
I have a question for you. Do you have any
for you?
Intentions?
For who you?
I have a
Ollie?
Question for the singer of the song.
Oh, Sherry.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to know if you have any intentions of putting your song on YouTube.
Hi.
Two, if you plan to do a video.
Aye.
Three, if you plan to register your work with Koska.
Aye.
Four, if you plan to copyright your music.
Yeah.
And
five.
Finally, right, when are you going to have more songs?
Coming.
Coming.
Actually, man, don't
yes,
be shy.
Like
actually,
I want
actually,
to know if you like
bring
it
more
first.
Music. Let me go one.
So that
mm-hmm.
you can have a concert,
right.
Yeah, with yeah, other musicians.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. And like, I can't remember something tapping in.
Arturo.
Yeah, that's Arturo.
Sam Big, Tinkin Big.
Call him at Frank Coleman Hall, and that sort of thing,
uh-huh.
and then carry it to the region.
Yeah, next level. She got to be tingling. Listen, I agree with you.
She sounds like she did my course.
Those are my questions.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Sherry. First one is YouTube. You'll be putting the song on YouTube for all of us to go on here.
That would be for Brianna, but I wanted to know personally if she enjoyed the song.
If I didn't enjoy this song, wouldn't really pick up the phone.
Touch it for me.
Yes, you touched me.
Touch it for me. If you didn't enjoy it, then you waste your time calling in here.
We appreciate you.
I tend to think that it was really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I agree.
And I couldn't believe that someone from
the police band.
The police band would come out.
That's a rootsy. Yes. That's a rootsy that we're talking about.
Because if you can do these things, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. you can incorporate the Calypsonians mm-hmm. into your plan
okay.
and have a big concert,
aye.
You know, and it can be money
June
generating 1st. And it can bring you success and that type of thing.
Sure. Well, I totally agree. This is Constable Weeks here, mm-hmm. and... Yes, the song was registered at COSCAP.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It was also Poor Man copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to release a video in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
As I said before, showcasing select departments of the organization. So
nice.
You, the members of the public, can get to know us.
Nice.
You know, mm-hmm. So it can help, like, remove some of the fear of the unknown.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yes. I do have yes, please.
And the last thing is about
what plans you have for NCFC? NCF is a cultural organization. How
June 1st.
June 1st. Yes.
We were looking for.
Actually, yes, we do. As we would have mentioned before, there is Crop Over in the City,
mm-hmm.
in collaboration with the National Cultural Foundation on Thursday, June 1st, beginning at 4 p.m. in Golden mm-hmm. Square, Bridgetown. So
and
you can come.
Life.
Yes. So you can come, hear this song, hear all your favorites, Biggie Irie, Nikita, Lil Rick,
Shaka.
You name it, you can come and hear.
But I don't mind listening to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want something exclusively
mm-hmm.
from the singers.
She's performing as well. She's performing as well.
And we have two other singers from the band here as well.
I am performing as well. My social commentary for last year.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a member of the Shining Star Calypso's so tent.
Yes.
I'm a noob, so.
Yes.
You know.
Really know you from. That's my
thing. And I want to hear the, I can't remember what you call that thing. It is a big, big, big thing. The fellas is the thing. That big, big, big instrument.
Tuba?
I can't remember what you call that.
YouTuber?
It's shiny?
It's a big thing. And I put some thing in it. You know, the is it clarinet?
No, the
something, you know, them big things bigger than a guitar light with the strings and stuff. I can't remember the name of it.
A cello?
Okay.
Yeah, and it got something like a big, big thing. The policeman has got something. It's that big, big, big thing.
Sousaphone?
I like a trumpet light. Mm-hmm.
It's
big,
probably
big,
the tuba
big.
You're yeah. referring to.
You mean a tuba? You mean
she,
a tuba, yes.
A tuba
you want to see some of the instruments in the music too?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah,
you're saying?
I want some of that in your next song.
June 1st, you can come and you can see people playing the tuba and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, the full band coming? I don't know if that's one. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
You will not see it.
I want the followers. I want something a little classical.
Well, good.
Thing.
Anyone outside from the police service band hearing that? This woman want the full thing. She want the classical thing. She want to hear Constable Sherry Benn with the full band, full of compliment, the full band backing her. And that is what we're talking about. 434-1790. Thanks a million for your
Thank
calls.
You.
Any other questions? Any other questions, ma'am?
No. Those were all I have to say because I can't wait to see it on YouTube.
Well, no problem. I love that. I love the encouragement. Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you
too.
Thank you very, very much. Be a generator, my room every Saturday, 434-1790. I absolutely love those two calls, Sherry and Brianna. Only two people calling in. Nothing but positive vibes, nothing but encouragement.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
You can feel the love.
That's a good feeling. And are you hoping that people are seeing that what simple thing like music, art, and culture could do to break down barriers? You understand? We can come to the phone. Let us know, Mr. Ford, thanks for coming on. Be a generator, my rain. I really, 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 really appreciate it. I hope we could do this lots more because I enjoy conversations. Now, I heard a caller asking earlier about that transition, right? But that transition from studio to the stage, you know, and a lot of people be asking things like that. How can this boy sound so good on radio? You know what I mean? But then it sounds so good on stage. Or then some people might say, how comes this band come here all the way from Think Back 2 and the band sounds so good on stage, but then you hear the Beijing band and it sounds like the engineering mm-hmm. at the par. You know, all of these comments that you see, just addressing those things. What are some of the things you think that can hamper a good sound on stage?
Right. The challenge is the source.
Yeah.
Because as a musician, we need to get the source right.
Yeah.
An entire joke. I was on stage with Nicholas at the time, and I was like, so why you bass amp set flat? And he simply said, in his very Nicholas way, well, you go get the tone from the fingers. Go get the tone from the fingers. So people seem to forget that. Like, when amps came around, then it was followed by EQs and those sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Simply because if you have a situation where you need to manipulate frequencies, then you would do so that the overall sound is better. But they absolutely forgot that the source need to be right.
Yeah.
So I ain't want this to boy on the internet like that. And people sometimes will call me a little American because I just love how they approach life and everything is an industry. You find that in...
It should be, though. It should be otherwise in development. Sorry to cut
correct. The musicians from these states, like, the instruments they buy, they cost a lot of money, obviously. And they ain't got nothing to do with, like, practicing or whatever. Just the instrument, the gear that they have. It's different to what we sell down here and what we buy. So you'll find that we may have subpar instruments and we're not getting the right tone out of it. So the challenge now is that you cannot expect an engineer to do miracles when you're on stage with an instrument or amp or anything that's subpar.
That's true.
So the challenge now is that when we start to play as a band, because we all know the two names that got called in here, Nicholas Brank and Arthur Tapping, we know that they are world-class musicians. So there are musicians from the Caribbean that are considered world-class musicians.
Yeah.
Right? The bass player in Israel Houghton, he got Trinidadian roots. The end of the day, it comes down to like how people get the tone from the source so that the engineer can manipulate it and make it come through, you know, the sound system awesome. So to me, my opinion is a lot of us get it wrong at the source.
No, Sherry, that is very, very important. And I feel a lot of times there's so much factors in it. Because you as a musician, because you're only a singer, you're the musician first.
Musician first, correct.
Yeah. So when you're approaching playing versus singing, I know it's very different, but when you're approaching singing, what are some of the things that are important to you when you go on that stage?
Well, what he said only clicked literally just now, because we would be in secondary school, be playing instruments, and we don't feel any way about it. But when you become a professional musician now, this is your job, this is your livelihood. And if you can sound brilliant on a student horn, can you imagine how you would sound on a professional horn?
Yeah.
So it literally does make a difference, and I've seen it for myself.
Yeah. No, that is true. 434-1790. I'm so sorry. The phone lines are going crazy. That is Miss Benz singing and Brianna's writing. Good evening. Back in the Beijing Rhyme. Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. Good evening, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
This is former assistant director. You know me as
well. Hi, Mr. Kaji.
Yes, hi.
We hear this. This is boy Kaji.
We know.
Good evening. How are you doing, man? How are you?
I'm great, you know.
Man, I'm glad to hear you. Just being honest, I'm really glad to hear you.
I called to compliment my two ladies there.
Let me ask you. Sorry, Sherry and Brianna, the show is yours.
Hi.
Yeah, for the work they're doing, you know.
Thank you
very much, sir.
And it's vitally important that they try to keep current with the times. You know, that things, music keep evolving, so they must keep covering with what's happening. So I'm truly happy with what they're doing. I can tell you that both of them are very determined young ladies.
Yes, we are.
And Sherry is a very good musician.
Thank you. Top class, Barbie. This ain't just saying, so I ain't saying that everybody else ain't, but... Mm-hmm. Sherry Band is a different level when it comes to musicianship. Audie boy, this woman is it.
So I'm hoping that, you know, they won't give up.
Never.
And
never
keep pressing on.
Thank you for your support, sir.
Thanks, Kaji, man. It's good to hear you, my brother.
Thanks for calling.
I absolutely love that. No, Kaji, you gone? You still there?
I still here.
Well, good, man. Don't run, man. Don't run. No.
I can't sprint no more.
No, let me forget. No hearing. Hearing what they are doing, sir. How important do you think it is for the police force in general? Because, you know, at any day we can't forget who we are representing. Yes, it's the band. Yes, the band is the baby, the force, you know, and doing wonderful things. But it got a million other departments as well doing good work, too. How important do you think it is for us to be doing things like this, putting out music and being a part of the cultural landscape of Barbados? And why is it important to you as a former inspector, drum major, you know, a musician
assistant director of music,
yes. playing in tanks for years. Why do you think something like this is so important for the force in general, sir?
Well, I think one of the ladies, they alluded to the fact that the band is part of the outreach program for the force.
It's true.
And I think from that angle, that is very important, because we need to get out there and go into the communities, and also we need to, like, for recruiting purposes,
yes,
we need to go out there and do things to attract younger people,
bring them to the
organization and to the band as well.
Yes.
So I think it is vitally important, and it's also of paramount importance that it use it as a communicative tool to communicate with people in the society that you wouldn't normally see them around the police or come around. Or getting involved or anything like that. So we could go to them if they don't come to us and get involved from that angle.
No, I love that answer, sir. And I love how you spoke about using a community outreach and using the band and music and these different mediums as a recruiting tool. You know, and it's something that we often overlook, but it's very, very strong. If a youngster out there, because somebody like music bad, let me see Sherry singing, Sherry playing radio, Sherry out in Bridgetown, Crawford in the city, you know what I mean? Alongside all the big artists of it. You know what I mean? What that seems to buy. You know what I mean? Late, and so I love that angle. Sir, I appreciate the call. Every Saturday I'm here, and you know you're going to be playing the songs right through. You know, Barbados, prepare to be angry, because you know what I mean? I play favoritism when it comes to these ones, you know? You know what? It don't shy away from what I appreciate, you know what I mean? And Sherry's one of the people in the band that was good to me, very, very good to me in real life, not in a uniform, not on the radio, behind the scenes, where nobody in ever know, you know what I mean? It's very, very good to me. So they can play first when it comes to that one. People's, that is David Codrington, former assistant director of music. My boy, thank you so much for calling in, sir.
You're welcome, Sluggy. You keep up the good work.
I will, man.
And you're all truly making me proud.
Yes, we love that. We love that. Yes, that's a good call, Sherry. We're getting some good calls today, boy. Bless your heart. God is good, no?
It's true. Sluggy, but you know, right? Yeah. For some reason, let me not say for some reason, at the end of the day, Barbados real, real small.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Every police came from a community. Yeah, yeah. We ain't come from overseas here.
That's true.
So you live next to one, come, somebody family to you is a police.
Yeah,
so we're still human. We can't take that element out of it at all.
Can't.
So we still love, we still care. Sometimes we have to put on a different hat. We have to be stronger than the average person based on what we deal with day to day. But fortunately for us in the band, we get to use our softer side, whereas the day-to-day shift police have to use their harder side based on what they have to deal with. So we're blessed, and I'm glad we're blessed in that situation where we can use our talents to touch people through the police service, because at the end of the day, we are an extension of them.
Yeah.
So that's our purpose.
No, and that's really, you know, and it's good to get the opportunity to use a softer side. But let me say, like, come from community too, you know what I mean? You might be somebody else, say, let me play block, but your cousin's a police and we're living in the same house. And he's 166 square miles, you know what I mean? 280,000 people, you know what I mean? Like, it can't really got separation.
Can't get
because it ain't gonna work still, you know what I mean? Like, telling you, it ain't gonna work. So I love the way you look at it. No, Mr. Ford, your approach. Every time you used to hear one of your students from the time you were teaching to know, right, they were always so different. I mean, not saying that anyone else seen in gang successful, because we got people like Lori. Lori Children was so real good. Well around they used to teach Randy Children was so real good. You know, you got Laura, you know, who's excellent, got a lot, Rodney. And they call it Kurt Lane when he was teaching Mylon Clark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear much of Mylon Children. I know Mylon is
Blackie
pure class.
Up in St. Lucie.
Blackman here, yeah. I hear Blackman.
Yeah, I'm calling all the big ones. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like a good set of teachers who was so good too, but yours.
Marlon Legall, yeah.
Yeah, we got bigger. Marlon Legall and Marlon Legall and St. Leonard's. Those two schools, specifically, my boy Loki, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And like, they'll be good teachers, but you know when they hear your children, it's just so world ready. You know what I mean? Like, for me, no, I used to tell when a child sound good, but it sound like a school child. But then when a child sound like you will put you on the stage. I remember they had a student, a girl, a young lady that came from school you was teaching now. She was like 14, and we had sound on 95.3, yeah. Bro.
Therese Lambert. Well,
Therese Lambert, thank you, with only adult Sherry. It was for 95 points. And you tell who the horse was, you don't believe it. It was Bard International by Aaron. Mm-hmm. And this 14-year-old girl was coming among the adults at this singing competition at Bard. So you know, boy, come with big tune, hard tune, and people brave. Mm-hmm. This 14-year-old little girl walking, brown skin, very unassuming, you know. And they hear she talking to a lady, believe it was she mother. Mm-hmm. Can't really see it. She, then they hear she mentioning Andrea name. I hear she mentioned his name, my son, by the teacher.
My husband's probably.
Thank you. Then my husband's. Woo, I can forget yes, Mark. Mark teach me at school, you know. Yes. Sorry, Mark, you know, it's all love. Right, but then here she mentioned your name, no. I tell Pipe, I holler Pipe, she ain't this your boy. But I was making sport with Put Aaron Bard. And can't really third person. And I told you third person before you leave here. And quite all this on record, you know, because. The little girl and no Vinny, but when she opens, she mold. Mm-hmm. You, male, you? But she's only, she already know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then, I remember hearing you talk over the years, but your approach used to be real different. Why was your approach so different besides being Americanized?
Nah, I'm not Americanized.
Right, good. No, you're not. Because you just make a joke on credit America earlier. But why was your approach so different? You was always thinking you want a child to be world ready, or they can ask you a real question. You used to go and pick out the best of the best.
Funny enough, Mark Husbands was the person, yeah, like his Therese. Style, his style of teaching was really good. Like, you couldn't just come and join the band. So you would come to the music room and be like, yeah, I want to sing, I want to play drums, I want to do whatever. And Mark would be like, all right, come back tomorrow. So if you ain't come back tomorrow, he don't know that you ain't serious, that you just talking nonsense. So we never make a wrong the school hand picking.
But you know that Mark though. You know that absolutely. You the Mark Ollie, you smile, the Mark Crow. Yeah. Right, but it is work. Sorry,
it used to be real funny, boy. Sorry, I want to sing in this band. All right, come back tomorrow. You ain't see he really wants to sing.
So you adopted that approach as well?
No, the students
that
would
was
come
Mark
from
Porch,
him
period.
Because he would do the admin in the band.
Oh,
I was teaching them.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
And also, is that is
so? That's
that,
to say that we did not handpick people.
Well, no, I get you. That's good though. So we're not dealing with the ones that really want to do it.
Correct.
So, but that would not necessarily mean that they can be real good. It might mean they're willing, because I can tell you, Sam, like being willing, it means it good, and I've seen it because if he's watched sports, anybody love basketball, wrestle, but it's try hard every game. He's running at 90 miles an hour every game. You know what I mean? Some days it'd be good, but he ain't great. No, but he's try hard. You know what I mean? I used to try real hard at hockey. You know what I mean? But it wasn't good. So your approach don't necessarily mean you can get the good ones, you get the ones that are willing. Is the ones that are willing that used to turn good? Because all kind of come good. But I never hear none of that song by.
We used to try hard. But funny story.
Yeah.
There was a band. The school band, the name of it was Focus.
Mm-hmm.
Charisse Richards, the singer, won Richard Stout Teen Talent. And a few years later, the drummer, who didn't even sing, I didn't even know she was singing, won Richard Stout Teen Talent, DeAndre Harris.
From
the same exact band. But it was a band of hard workers, so we used to work hard.
Yeah, you didn't know she didn't sing?
Not at school. She was the drummer.
You serious?
I feel what she do though is that she went home with all the techniques that we were teaching and just practicing them.
I can tell you what had to be. We had to be caught around that time with the judging too. You know what I mean?
But she won.
And it was deserved. You could have heard, especially with
the
technique.
I did not teach her nothing from singing. This is not a joke. I used to teach her how to jump. DeAndrea, don't play so timid. Mm. You got to hit the drums. But mm-hmm. I did not know the little girl was singing. And won Richard Stout Titanic from the same band that Charisse Richards won.
Yeah.
And the same band that Therese won that competition too.
Therese was in that same band?
Yep.
Oh, when I got these things, when I got some videos with them playing
I
a song.
I got a video or two, but yeah.
Well, good. No, you know, for years later, the car right now, Charisse, gone. The people on social media, and see Charisse in big halls in Europe, and they talk the audience crazy. When it's a crazy, I mean huge. So Charisse gone. Claire, you paying attention to what she's doing?
Yeah.
So with her, you always saw that from my school. Yeah. You always saw that?
When she walked in the music room, she was killing it. So it was just to mold her more because she could always sing. Therese started from ground zero. And there was another one, Naomi Wace, that was equally as good as all of them.
Yeah.
She started from ground zero too, but Charisse had that experience when she came from England.
This is one school?
Yeah.
St. James?
One school, one band.
Frederick Smith. Like, you'd never believe that so much greatness just from this school. If you're watching the news or the media or you're seeing what's happening and wherever, you wouldn't think that. And all these things you call is facts because Therese won the competition in 95. You know, Charisse and did indeed win teen talent, you know, knock it out the park. And she overseas now doing extremely well. All this talent comes from one school. What made you as a teacher keep on to push through? Was it your talent alone? Was it your love for the children? Was it your love for just being a perfectionist? What was it that keep you pressing on?
Definitely the love, but to produce results is just drilling. And it's a simple story. A Brazilian coach came to Barbados, and the guy asked him, mate, so why men in Brazil so hard at football and everyone in the world ain't that good? The master, listen, you see all the drills that you're doing right there? These do the same, just longer. So I always adopted that. We used to sing and work harder than everybody else. Every day in the music room, you're singing. And even if I ain't there, them singing. Students passing. Wait, we don't want to shut up. Don't want to sound bad. Of course, it's going to sound bad and sound good, right? Because you're trying to reach your range. You're talking about students sounding different to other students. The reason is because I used to be anal on Tom singing for the diaphragm. And a lot of young singers do not sing for the diaphragm at all, right? So you have to push that. And there are times when they're not accustomed to that, you will sound bad. You will sound like you screaming. And students walking by, you know, it's a secondary school, so you got the blocks, students walking by, people through the blocks. What do you want to do? Stop singing when I sound bad. Blah, 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 blah.
It could be discouraging.
But, yeah, it could have been. But they knew better than that. Every day was drilling, trying to get as bad as you can get. That's all it is, drilling.
I don't normally find that approach to people and children, especially these days, and you know, for obvious reasons. And I used to see it with teachers. They even got certain things I stepped away from because it was that, because the overall part of it wasn't good at all. But you know, like, enough people there, big, you know, $500,000 spent on it. So you know, but then you know, like, these people ain't that good, they be, and they could be. You know what I mean? People don't normally got that approach to children. It's children, like, it's fun, left it. But you had a very serious approach, which I think is what brought so much success. But I can tell you another funny story. When you spoke about the Brazilian that come to Barbados, right? They got this man named Dexter, right? Got saying in Dexter's Brazilian Academy. And the same thing he's saying is here, he's saying right here in Barbados. You know what I mean? He spent a lot of time living in Brazil, and he's coached it all over before he got here on Academy. Like, he's saying that their approach is like the Cuban's approach. You know what I mean? If you're the Cuban, you play your trumpet.
There you go.
Yeah, like...
Example of hard workers, drillers.
Yeah, like... Sure, you had any experience in Cuba?
No, I was on parts of that.
Oh, no? Mm-mm. What? So, where did that drive come from? You just... For your playing from young. Come on, you know you're the old girl now.
Yes,
but
true.
seeing you as a youngster practicing so much and practicing so long and being so young, where that come from? Was a specific teacher or that was just in you?
Being real, it has a lot to do with your teacher. I had Mrs. Joy Knight Lynch at the point in time. And she's an inspirational person, period.
Very.
So when you get somebody that inspires you, especially as a child, you don't see it as a task or as work. So we used to be, like Andre said, in the music room, lunchtime, break time, morning, evening, playing. And we're not studying it. But we literally wasn't thinking about the fact that we were literally doing it so often. And she never asked us to. We just used to do it because she made it so enjoyable. So enjoyable. And you had other people in it with you, so you didn't study that it was a team. Teamwork. You know how bands work. It's everybody together, everybody in. So once one person got the drive, even if it's one person, you pull the others along and everybody coming along the same time.
I love that. And I love that you mentioned, my takeaway from what you said is when it comes to the child is the environment that you're set.
Always.
No matter what school it at. Because, you know, like, you would suppose you went CP. Right? And Andre taught at Frederick Smith, you know, which was St. James Secondary. If you look at the exam marks, to be on two opposite ends of the spectrum, you know. But for me, knowing hearing people like you and people like Green, people like Kevin Cox, you know, all the and people like Hood, you
know, Ryan from Phillips Avenue,
oh my God, home, you know,
real
what I mean, home
people.
The chopping,
black,
you know,
head,
what I mean? Home the chopping. Cutting, black, head, the punching,
Sammy, you know? When he was here,
Sammy's next
all of those
level.
Were under Miss
Sammy's next one. Oh, they ain't CP, but they when they hear all the children and they just spoke about and they three children from one band winning teen talent, which ain't easy to win. And if you feel it easy to win, any youngster, you know, under 21 or over 21, no, you feel it easy to win, go in and see.
Yeah,
not people is feeling can sing to the going teen talent, you go sing every week, and you go stand there up on stage and five people looking at you, just quiet, looking at you, and they're laughing with you, and they're smiling with you. That's fair, serious, so Adrian, looking at you, you get me, and you are the child, God, do that. So if they feel that winning teen talent is just the easy thing, it's not. Because I was in it, and people used to cry when I sing. People used to freak out at how good I sing, and they didn't think they sing good because of teen talent. Because some people is better. They had Bruce and Barry.
Oh, geez,
you know what I mean? And man, like, you feel good? Well, let me show you. You know what I mean? That's like, you see man, you seeing Philo playing cricket, but then you see Brian Lara. You know what I mean? It's just a different, but you, Andrea, you do those children. So you done with teaching them?
No, but I'm not at Frederick Smith anymore. Still at BCC.
Well, and you enjoy the teaching at the college more than secondary school?
I enjoy all teaching. It don't matter where you're teaching.
It doesn't.
Because they make a lot of sport with the kids. And they tell them, I tell them that I can see it online, right? You got to practice 4 hours a day. I tell them so all the time.
Yeah.
And back at Frederick Smith, it was a similar thing. Well, for vocalists, obviously, you can't tell with your voice. But if you don't play anywhere, you can see the results.
Yeah, 4 hours a day.
I get a broken record, brother.
Well, that is serious discipline. That approach is awesome. So you say you enjoy teaching both. So you would do secondary school again if you got your time.
I dabble at St. Michael. I go there once a week to teach band.
Well, nice. Stepan in Barbados, Andre. You proud to wear Stepan is in Barbados?
Yeah, but like many other things, it could always be better.
Well, sorry to ask that, because he's saying if you're really good and got good Stepan players.
Because they used to play at CP. That's another thing. Based on the headmaster, we had opportunities, and he was focused on the music department. He appreciated that everything can't be academics. So everybody can be bright, to be honest. So find something for the other students to do.
Yeah, and
it may not be academic.
I mean,
focused.
It comes to music and academics, we've got people like Stefan Walker and... Nicholas Branca, you know what I mean? And Roger Gittings. Gittings
David
get one. Roger Gittings
gets
Sandy Hess, seeing A-level marks and get awarded a National Development Scholarship. He could have studied anything anywhere he wanted, man. Study music, you know what I mean? And then, like, in a secret old break, Stefan is, you know what I mean? Genius. And he choose music. So when it comes to academics, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then you too, Sherry. You know what I mean? Seems that we used to hurt behavior, you used to get too easy. And you younger than all of me. it's the truth, you know what I mean? So when it comes to academics, you got a lot of break. You got a lot of musicians that are indeed academic. Now, Andre, why don't you speak to how important it is to create an environment that children will feel good learning and have fun learning. How important that is, and how do you do that? And then I want to hear from, I hear this one, Nick, got two songs coming.
Two big ones.
I hope we can get some a cappella from you before we end the show. You can end the show again. You get the same? That we're talking about. No, Andrea, To you. I know you're asking a lot of heavy questions, but that why you here and that why you love me, because we're friends and they can answer these questions on here. Ho, I'm begging to give you all the sauce free, because you know me, it's be real too. You know what I mean? If they want all the sauce, they're going to pay for it. You know what I mean? But I want you to just give us a little bit of the sauce. So how do you create that environment where children want to learn? And why is it so important to create that type of environment, no matter where the school is?
Well, as you can tell from how I dress, I feel like I'm a young fella. I mean, but I'm really young no more. But I always try to act on a level as though I'm one of them. So discipline is very important, but I'm not huge on discipline in the fact that when you come in a room that you're wasting 2 hours crawling with this student and those 4 other students ain't learning nothing, right, because this student being a clone.
Yeah.
So I was never big on that. Right. Sometimes I used to gloss over stuff because, again, it's about the drilling. So I did camps, and while I was at Frederick Smith, the time is limited. Mm-hmm. So you just got to drill and drill all the time. And when you're doing it, you have to act as though like you're one of them. I like fun. I like everything that they like, funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
Anime, you know, football. Mm-hmm. I used to play for Eden Stars. I used to wash off teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like I try to relate with them. Mm-hmm. With just a lot of stuff that's kid-like or whatnot, because they're not going to learn if they feel you shouting at them, or you can be angry with them or whatever, or if learning is kind of like a chore. So my approach is always to be the dude. I mean sometimes I will come across like a little too sporty at times, make too much sport, but everybody got their quirks. But it's really about creating an environment that that you feel relaxing, that you can have fun in.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they're working hard, they're having fun while working hard. If you take the fun out of it, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Because they can then feel like we're anybody not going to be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And then you show them results too. That was very important, because at Frederick Smith specifically, there were very specific songs that you had to cover. And that's how I got people to certain levels.
Ah.
It was amazing. Like, you would see a person's whole persona change.
Mm-hmm.
When a kid learned this song, I learned all the riffs. And we talking about 2 months ago, they could not get it sing at all.
Yeah.
But when they come and they learn that song, so when they felt like they accomplished something, then they just keep going and they just keep going. And having fun while doing it is really important.
Yeah.
Laughing and cracking jokes. So that was always my approach. So that's a good way to, you have to make sure that you create a fun environment for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is my approach. You can do it however you want to do it, but just make it fun with your personality and with the type of students that you have. Because Charis is different to Therese. You have to approach each person different. With different, a different way of conversation, related to different things. Because at the end of the day, it's really about inspiring them to practice, and it doesn't feel like a chore or work.
Yeah, I like that. And listen, you say everybody got the way, yes, but that's a philosophy I absolutely believe in. And again, crawls on radio already, live on air, in the public, ain't talking outside Starcom, people meeting me, but I burn fire upon this way, like, teaching it gotta be hard, and learning it gotta be hard and cruel, and in a school you gotta feel like you're in jail or the army or something. Like, so, it can't be fun.
Teaching.
Like, you know what I mean? That, like Sherry said, that's not teaching, and for me, it's stupid. You know what I mean? It's like, we really, and I tell you something, bro, majority of teachers, and I know you shouldn't say that, but majority of teachers believe in that way, that stoic way. And I know it's saying that passed on to be true. No, it's true. It's a European thing that was passed on to us. Them don't use that style no more. Because if you go in Europe and see them teaching in the classroom, how them used to drill we, beat we, kill we, they don't do that to them on no more. So when they used to beat me and be back for not learning things, you know, or tie me up to a tree for not learning things, them don't do that anymore. But that mindset's telling me, you know what I mean? Like, I hear children know in 2023 saying that things, man, they don't catch certain things, teacher will show that at them right now. And then we'll come home, you know what I mean? We'll teach them it using a song, or teach them it using or saying, and they were getting one. And I'm dumpsy, you know what I mean? So I used to always say, like, if a man like me that dumpsy, you know what I mean, that ain't learn good, could teach a child things that a teacher that got a degree can't.
Funny enough.
What's wrong with that?
About what you're talking about, that's why I like Mark Husband's approach, right?
Love, yeah.
Because
yeah. And he taught me music. I give Perna all the credit, because Perna Farley.
Perna
attacked me from the pastor. in between men about 30 of week. You know what I mean? Fighting every day. You know what I mean? So somebody had crap every day to come. Partner took me from among them men. You know what I mean? Me, a partner of my name, Dwayne Reese, partner of my name, Hubert Williams. 3 of you know, take me from among them in music room. That how I end up doing music in the hall. You know what I mean? I just want to be a gangster. Mm-hmm. And only 5 men living now.
Wow.
So I give her any credit, but Mark, who teach me music first? Go ahead.
Yeah. His approach is, right, like, if you realize, when people get angry, students or anybody, in regard to students, don't respond well to that. So a student will do something foolish. And instead of Mark be like, rah, 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 Mark be like, you see what I want to do there? No, you know you gonna get beat.
Yeah.
But tell you kind of more. Because they can't beat you, no. But tell you kind of more. So, like, if you approach it in that way, like, you don't beat all the anger.
Which is genius.
You know you're gonna get beat, but genius. You don't beat all the anger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
People will respond negatively. Kids will respond negatively to, like, if you're angry. And then they will feel like if they're disappointed because they're disappointing you because they're so angry.
Yeah.
So his approach was brilliant like that.
Yeah. And then I can tell me that using that method, and that way people is calling me about this corporal punishment thing too, because you don't believe in that neither. I don't believe that you could use that to
time and
to
place,
show
though.
Love.
Because you have children, I have children.
Yeah.
And
time and place is important. Speak on
different
it.
Different types to do different
Agreed.
Things.
Agreed.
You can't take a hard hand to deal with one child, take that same hard hand to deal with another one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to deal, like he said, like Andre said, deal with children at an individual level. Because I'm a teacher too, and I'm a parent.
Yeah, boy.
Deal with them at an individual, because they're individual,
correct.
Right? So
don't mind the age. That's the important, Sherry. Yes. Yeah, yeah. You can't see the age. You got to see
the individual.
The individual. I love that.
You
I
want somebody that. To see you as an individual just because you come from someplace. Means
5 minutes. Thank you. All they're saying 5 minutes, but we tell you every site is supposed to go to 7:30. But that means that, you know, it's not when the show is a good show. You know, when time gone. The producer tell you, all right, you get some extra time, you know, the show is going good, or it could be just cut, you know what I mean? It's crap. So, yeah, absolutely love it. Got a big one to know. Give Nick this microphone before we left here, Sherry. Because here he dropping tunes. You tunes in the radio ready?
Yes, they are.
You sure Nick
CBC
Roach?
CBC operator?
Nick Roach?
Yes.
Oh, this is not CBC, this is Starcom Network.
I sent it to those people, but.
Well, point the earphones. CBC Nick Roach in system, Ollie. Nick Roach, if you system, make it drop it live. So, what's the name of your songs that are coming up for
Pop Over? I have two this year. One called Me Time.
Uh-huh.
The other one is called Surrounded.
Me Time and Surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
And who wrote them?
Myself.
Well, both. Nice. Well, who are the producers?
Ramel Chase, Kimar Yearwood from the same police band.
Well, big up my boy, Kimar.
Together they are Bel Air Productions.
Yeah, big up Bel Air, Kimar. Kimar doing a lot of good work. I hear some drums.
He
I hear some drums. Kimar put on sound live, boy. Yeah, sound real. Yep.
He's genius.
Kimar is it on YouTube too?
Yes, sir.
And it clean?
Very.
Well, all you look for YouTube for Nick Roach. What's your name of the song again?
Me Time.
That one you want to play? We can listen to one.
Yeah.
Me Time? Look for Nick Roach. Me Time. No, Lou, get where that microphone. They got Lou in here. He want to ask you a question. Because you here. Ollie, turn on Lou there. But you there for a minute. Don't pull it, Lou. Good. Because we got 4 minutes. No. You heard these... I know you listen to the conversation, and I know you was taking everything deeply, and being a creative is what you love. You find that ready? Well, we can end with that, Ollie. We can end with that. Now, for you, Lou, your takeaway as a young man, you know what I mean, as a youngster coming up in this creative sector, and hearing a person spoke about God treat people differently, you know, see everybody's personality. What were some of the problems you were having as a creative, trying to be understood? What were some of the problems you were having?
Well, I only joined the creative space kind of recently, even though I know...
That I see you before this on YouTube, walking from the airport.
That was October. That was saying, I'm new to this game.
October, that's October, man?
That just passed.
Right,
that's I only know start. But what I would say, especially now listening to this, what I realize is that there are much more opportunities as creatives in Barbados than I initially thought. It's out there. It's just about if you're willing to go out and find them. Because I didn't, honestly, before joining this space, I didn't realize how much people and how much opportunities was here to get the stuff out. So what, I guess my biggest takeaway would be is me know that I'm in the space, and to others, I feel like we should do a more better job in not just reaching out to the creators that are already in the space, but the people outside have vision that don't realize that the opportunities are there for them.
Listen to me, right? All even coming in with song, no, but I can show you saying how true you are, right? Before, especially when you age, and everybody here could tell you, call. I used to be, I didn't just say like you, I used to burn real fire. Because every time you find out, saying like, why the hell not people didn't know this, but then they would shout it. You know me, Andrea, like, then they would shout it. My people should know about this.
It's lucky you got 60 seconds and I know you want to let your guests say goodbye, so let's go.
Who's guests say goodbye?
Goodbye. Yeah,
people, Brianna, Sherry Bain, Andrea Ford, we get in with the song from Nick Roach. Nick Roach, you ready for Kropoving City?
Yes, I am.
You ready for Kropoving City? Tell them the name of the song and give them four lines before we end.
Oh, this one is a sweet soaker called Me Time.
Go ahead, give them four lines.
When I thirsty, give me some water. In the fact, just give me a rum. Tell who driving got to be sober. I ain't leaving until it done.
Yeah, we got left though. We all leaving, but we leaving.
Nick Roach music. Oh yeah.